This week marks 1 year since Jack Sawyer was arrested for allegedly planning to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. The case highlighted a need for more mental health care services and school security spending. It pushed lawmakers to create a new domestic terrorism law and pass the most sweeping gun control legislation in the state's history. But how has the past year affected Fairhaven Union? We asked VPR's Nina Keck to find out.
Let's tackle the obvious question first. Where's Jack Sawyer? At this point, no one knows. Or if they do, they're not saying. Sawyer's case was transferred to family court last year, and those proceedings by law are confidential. Brooke Olson Farrell, superintendent of Fairhaven School District, says the lack of transparency is hard.
I think it's difficult for our staff and students. At least several times a month, a student or a staff member thinks they've seen him in the community, and so it creates some panic. I reach out to law enforcement, and we reassure them that that's not the case. But I do think there's just a lack of closure, and there's just this uncertainty that's hanging over everyone's heads.
Fairhaven Police Chief William Humphreys says they've investigated a number of bogus Jack Sawyer sightings.
I think somebody saw him one day he was going to court, but there's a kid that looks just like him at one of the Hanfords.
You're laughing, but it doesn't sound funny.
It's not funny, but there really is a kid that looks like him. Even one of the teachers that worked with him thought it was him, and it wasn't.
So Sawyer is still on people's minds in Fairhaven, even though Humphrey says the community wants to get past him.
I mean, it goes back to what I said a year ago, that the wolf's in the woods, and you know he's in the woods, and the kids have to go to school knowing it.
To compensate, the school district spent about $500,000 to improve security. They added 2 homeschool coordinators, an additional school-based clinician, and a second school resource officer to patrol their elementary schools.
May I have your attention, please? Students, you have 10 minutes to get your period 2 exam.
Christopher.
If you're here and not taking an exam, you need to be in the library.
At Fairhaven Union High School, the most visible change is a completely redesigned front entry. Hallways are dotted with additional security cameras. Staff now carry computerized key cards. And a new district-wide radio system has been added. Teachers say they appreciate the upgrades, but the school still lost a total of 13 staff members last year. While some were due to planned reductions or retirements, Olson Farrell says 5 resignations were tied directly to Sawyer, and some positions have not been replaced. Principal Jason Rasko says enrollment has declined as well.
I just know that, our figures of school choice out and school choice in are out of whack, let's say that. And they're significantly more out than in.
For instance, high school seniors taking coursework off campus in the state's early college program nearly quadrupled this year compared to last. And the number of district students who opted to go to a different high school rose by more than 20%. Teacher Julia Adams unlocks her social studies classroom on the second floor.
So this wall right here was glass, and it had been glass since the school was built in the 50s.
Her room and the neighboring classroom originally had a glass divider, so one teacher could supervise both classes. But after last year's threats came to light, those windows were walled up. Safety drill instructions are now thumbtacked there, next to a new 2-way radio.
Do you feel safe coming to Fairhaven Union? Do you think about Jack Sawyer?
I don't think about him on a daily basis, no. I think about him when we're faced with an inconvenience around the school, and like I said, getting in through the front or, the visitor passes and things like that. But on a day-to-day basis, no, I don't.
Is there much residual anger?
Yeah. Do I have residual anger? Yeah. You don't threaten my kids in my classroom or my colleagues. I think everybody's always going to be a little bit upset by it, a little bit mad about it, a little bit, it was a violated feeling. This is our home.
But she and others say what happened last year also brought teachers, students, and the community together. Andrea Ox agrees. Her older daughter graduated from Fairhaven Union last year, and her younger daughter, Riley, is a junior. Even with Sawyer's whereabouts uncertain, Ox says Riley is enjoying her year and feels safe at school.
I really believe that both of my children have done a great job with being able to process what happened last year.
Trauma expert Robert Walsh says Principal Jason Rasko deserves a lot of the credit for carving out time during the school day last year for teachers and students to work through their fears. Walsh helped facilitate some of those sessions.
So while there was police presence and CBS News and Governor Scott's metamorphosis about policy and things of that nature, within the school building itself was this caring and sharing process that was going on that just enabled students to know that people were minding the store, making sure no evil was going to happen, and that there was time and opportunity for them to really exhale.
And get back to a sense of normalcy that Julia Adams says she's finally starting to feel.
We had 8th grade step-up night last night, and to me that was one of the first nights that I can remember that it was like, it was fun, and the kids came back, and we had past graduates come back, and they spoke to the upcoming 8th grade, soon-to-be 9th grade kids, talking about the opportunities here, and like, there's a positive note, and like a brighter note this year than we had last year, for sure.
And it feels good, she says, to be moving on. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.